Yeah.
I waited until after that.
Why did you wait? Because the yawn was part of the awesomeness.
I didn't realize that was what it was. That doesn't make any sense.
That's the Sit-Suck intro song.
I don't like that Sit-Suck intro. I want something to be a little more, like, stream-related. It's like someone peeing for, like,
just saying that, like,
a couple of seconds.
Since it is...
Since I give us money. Wait, shit.
Wait, we can't give ourselves money. Hi, everybody.
I'm all.
I'm Kyle Hagen.
Kendrick Evans overslept.
He did, but he's here now, and he's with us in this realm.
Yup.
All of the, you know...
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I dropped the ball on that one.
He dropped his balls in that one.
Dropped my high ball.
Guess what? It's really it's the first snow has happened in Colorado, and
not quite snow again.
Nah, it's not snow again. But it also can go fuck itself because I just do not want it. It could just. What's your feelings on snow, Kendrick?
I don't mind it. I just I don't like how stupid people are.
Right? Like, so I agree, and I think Kate might have posted something about it on Facebook last night.
The vents are off, by
the
way.
That was funny. Kate turning all the vents off.
God damn it.
And I agree with her, because it's like idiots droves. Or rather, people just don't know how to drive well enough to know the road conditions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we were driving up to...
It's hard to articulate.
Up to a more mountainous town last night. For class, and we ended up turning around and coming back because my car could handle it just fine, and I'm born and raised in this shit, so literally. And I should probably turn that off. Oh, there you go.
You guys don't like that sound?
I think it's my favorite sound in the world. That's not a Sam Martin Axe Murderer reference for anyone paying attention at home. Hi, Mom. So we ended up turning around because I had a bunch of jackasses on the left that were all going 10 miles per hour, and a bunch of people trying to pass me on the right going 45 up by 70.
Okay.
And I'm going like 30 in the middle, trying not to lose my fucking mind, because I got the people on the left just drifting into me, like into my lane, and people on the right just like careening past me. I'm only going that fast because they're going straight. If they had to turn, they would continue going straight at that exact same speed. On account of the fact that there's slushy snow everywhere.
Yeah.
So we ended up being like, no, I want to live. So I just turned around and went back home.
Yeah, that's what I was debating this morning, was if it continues to snow and, like, doesn't keep it, stay as, like, the roads don't stay as warm as I guess they did, I was like, nah, I'm not gonna risk it to get the biscuit. I'm just gonna work from home because I can't do the majority of my job from my house. And I know other people who have my exact job title who don't even go to work, but they just work from home.
I was thinking about doing that as well. But after some after-hours email exchanges that went down last night, and we've got a person who's out for the next month now.
Who?
Our QA person.
Oh, that's right.
So we got it's a big Charlie Foxtrot. And then we've got one person starting in our department next week that I'm not going to be seeing for a week because I'm out the whole week. He starts like, I mean, who starts the first on the Monday of Thanksgiving week? Like, that sucks.
I don't know.
I think the guy must have been busy or something.
Is it somebody in the Action Grid department?
He's a developer. I don't know if he is. Don't say the product name.
No.
Fuck.
Smaction Flip.
I'm going to edit that. I'm going to start editing.
So earlier Kendrick was talking about what good podcasts do. And I think we should go through this list and see why we are the best podcast.
Do you have a list?
No, I can pull it up though.
Pull it up because okay. I'm driving.
You can do whatever you can.
I'm drinking and driving right now.
You can live
so.
Your life. I thought you memorized it because you have...
No. That was the reason I was late. I stayed up late reading about how we make our podcast suck less.
Do you know what the article... Like, who the article
I just
from?
Googled, why does nobody listen to my podcast? And it was like a list of things to do. Like, don't make these mistakes. It was like, I did. What do I do now? What do? Help. Please help.
Why does nobody listen to my podcast? 10 reasons why I don't listen to your podcast.
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. The one. These roads are actually fine. So I know it's...
All right. It's not about anything. That's okay, go ahead, sorry.
So I was saying that we should start having a little bit more...
structure.
Maybe structure, maybe a little more of a unifying theme. sounds like that's something that's hurting us.
We talk about what we like. That's the
unifying thing. We've made it through 50 episodes of this. Mm-hmm. And still nobody listens.
That's okay. There's worse podcasts out there that didn't make it to 50.
That's true.
We'll figure it out.
Don't worry. I wasn't really planning on talking about this in the podcast, but I was wondering if maybe it's just that we don't market it at all.
Yeah, that's actually probably true.
So we need our market
here
analysis.
Is apparently 10 things that we don't do well enough. It's not about anything. Yep. So
we are the Seinfeld podcast.
Yeah, I kind of like that we're like that. But,
me too.
It relies entirely on your amazingly improv hilarity. Oh, that actually is exactly what we rely on. Yep, we were literally told that people think we're funny while sitting in the car. Like
you saw that. I told you why I was reading that up late. Like, huh?
You're like, wow, too long. Okay, we don't have that one. I know we're not too long.
We're good on that one. We are actually under his maximum, his minimum. So we're
no
good.
Prep. Well, just move on to the next one there.
Yeah.
Reading on. Oh, I just did it. I'm reading on here now.
I saw that coming and I wanted to let it happen.
Bad audio quality. I don't necessarily think we have the worst audio quality, but we're not like recording on like, you know.
We could fix that. Yeah, if we got that microphone you're looking at.
No editing. Pointless video content. Suck it. We don't have any of that.
No, we don't.
Rambling over your guests. We don't even have any guests, so we couldn't.
Except for Sean Bean.
And we do a pretty good job of not talking over each other too much.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
But I mean, I'm boring guests. Well,
our guests are fucking boring.
No comment.
All we've had as a guest is Joe,
silent
and
John Bean, and Sean Bean in the back who doesn't say anything.
And all right, former members in Gary.
Just FYI, that's something that we may work on. One of those things. We'll let you guys decide which one because it's kind of
going to decide because there's nobody there.
All right, so for the currently eventing #currentlyeventing we're going to do today. I decided to not go with the top stories.
How about
they're all fucking about?
How about eventing?
Eventing?
Okay. Eventing.
That's cool. I like that.
That's good. Let's make that.
So I'm moving to technology, and this story really isn't about the story. Technology. It's more about the conversation that surrounds the horrible thing that happens after every Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Amazon introduces Alexa exclusive deals this weekend. So we're talking about, you know, Amazon doing even more for their Black Friday preparation by saying, if you've already bought one of our products that helps you shop, we'll give you special deals to make it even more beneficial for you, right?
A lot more than just a title, but I'll give it to you.
You want to go into it a little bit?
No, I was just talking like the headline, right?
That's the headline, yeah.
Okay. And so that's a thing where they're trying to... There's a special deals are on Alexa or special shopping deals using Alexa?
Alexa, do my shopping is the first line of the thing. So I think they're talking about...
Are you ready to just jump on this?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Well, sounds like you already had to pay.
I think that the advent of Internet Black Friday has been amazing for people. Like, it's something to do after you've, like, you know, stuffed yourself to the gills with food. And, you know, like, it's better than having to go out and fucking buy the shit in the store. Like,
Jane, you ignorant slut. I hope someone, well, since it's mostly my parents, they got that one. That's the most time I like it. this podcast will air well after Black Friday.
Yeah, no, well, today is 40... Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I guess let's look at... those are... We, oh, shit.
What?
I mean, we recorded this afterwards. Wasn't that crazy, the Black Friday stuff that happened? I thought it was funny. Kyle, you see, the problem is that when you allow people to do all of their online shopping like this, you're just driving up random blatant consumerism. You don't even have to throw any skin in the game to go and participate. So it's just going to cause people to spend more money on more shit they don't need just because it's even more on sale.
But, well, the problem I have is that we've had actual people get hurt on Black Friday. So online shopping enables people to easily shop for the things they want without having to go into the stores to get murdered by all the other people who want the same shit they want.
But it's so much easier that it's just going to destroy the consumer economy.
So you're saying we need some type of consumerism natural selection where if people go to the stores and die, it was just the natural process of being a consumer?
No, that's not any better. It's that it's hiding the terrible qualities of the Black Friday rituals under a veil of socially acceptable internet purchases instead of out and about trampling people.
You're going to sit there and tell me that you don't want to be at home without any pants on buying electronics on the internet.
Look, do you want me to do the bit or do you want me to disagree with you?
Like, I thought this was the bit.
You can't tell me that.
I can't threaten you with pantslessness.
No, you can't go personal because I'm like, no. I can't fucking say that I don't want that.
Yeah. Are you telling me that most of America doesn't want to sit at home?
I'm saying that it represents the destruction of the social fabric that we are in this great nation.
So,
and that this blatant consumerism that is so strong that people will trample each other is getting pushed underground and online. And in addition to that, even if you were to remove the safety thing, now you're just trashing the poor local stores. Like, think about it. Brick and mortar stores can't keep up with those.
They actually have Saturday. Small Business Saturday is every Saturday after Black Friday, and they specifically have that holiday so brick and mortars can actually participate in Black Friday.
The money that goes into the Cyber Monday and the online deals on Black Friday is so much more than the money going into Small Business Saturday. But that's trampling money right there, you know.
It's trampling money?
Trampling money.
How much money are we losing with people not getting trampled?
I mean, it's the amount of, it's the kind of money on the line where people will trample over. No one's trampling anybody to go to small businesses on Saturday.
I've killed a few people, but that's not what I'm talking about. Though,
that we already did. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. But, living next to a mall, I feel the pressures of Black Friday more than ever. I can't leave my house. I can't go anywhere out to eat. I can't do anything outside my house that Friday because it's like a fucking zoo
outside. Maybe you should spend it with your family.
Maybe I should. No. But, like, even if I had the choice, like, if I'm with my family, and this might go into, like, another conversation about holidays that we can have later, but,
Now's gonna be the good time. We'll probably be mid.
Right.
Probably be mid-December, actually.
Like, what if we need to go out and get something, or, like, participate in society in a normal way that's not Black Friday way?
I'm just being antagonistic and contrarian now.
Wait, is there a meeting? Is there a meeting? Secret construction worker meeting.
It's really not that secret. It's like every morning.
Oh. Not so secret construction worker secret
meeting. Very well planned and standardized construction meeting. Really that's the whole problem. The entire thing is fucked up. Online or not, the entire
concept. Wasn't really about the gears.
The whole thing represents consumerist frenzy that people get whipped up into with buying all this useless crap. I mean, how much crap are they buying that's important? Like, really important.
Like, all gifts, I guess. I mean, I do know that Black Friday,
I saved $100 on a TV.
It's a good time for middle class to lower class people to get really good deals for their kids on stuff, too. So, like, it's a good opportunity to get clothes. It's a good opportunity to get, like,
who's stuff. Trampling things for clothes for Jimmy, though?
I think people do. Like, people go to Kohl's really, really early in the morning. And it's mostly, I think the Walmart is only, like, to be fair, my point about trampling people was at Walmart, I think, which already explains itself.
It does happen every year, though. So it's there's a lot of trampling.
But it's usually not anywhere but, like, a place that would have the same crowd as Walmart would have, which is, like, kind of, like, self-justifying.
Walmart is the great leveler of social norms. Everybody goes to Walmart. Some people don't wear pants there. I also feel like I'm overdressed to go to Walmart, personally.
Yeah, like, no matter what you do, you're always overdressed. Your Walmart's weird, though. So, like, we might be tangenting hard here.
I think we should tangent hard off of this because I'm bored of this. I can't hold this.
Yeah, I think it's more like a 2-minute, 3-minute bit.
Okay. Yeah, we need to work on, like, a gear shifting.
Yeah.
Like,
so
that's Kendrick. And then just catch something else. Like, okay, cool.
The soundboard. We need to get that soundboard.
I got one. It sucked.
So, like, the Walmart next to your house, though, is specifically a special kind of Walmart. Like, it's the one you'd find, like, in Arkansas, or, like, one that you find in somewhere in the South where, like, you have some shit going on and it's not really something that you'd see in a normal kind of society, where people are dressed in very interesting ways. The way that stocking works just doesn't get understood by the people working there most of the time.
It's poor people. You could just say poor people.
I'm not going to say poor people, but very poor-like individuals, very money-challenged humans.
Financially not having it in.
But
folk.
I've seen some stuff at your Walmart that I haven't even seen at, like, I guess the Castle Rock Walmart is like a utopian Walmart where it's like,
oh yeah, they only let middle class people in that one.
Yeah. There's been some questionable stuff out of that Walmart, but I've never felt uncomfortable going to that Walmart, but there has been Walmarts I felt uncomfortable going into.
Which is funny, because the one that near me is nowhere near as bad as the one just north.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a northern Walmart?
Yeah, up in Colfax,
Walters. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, that one is much bigger. It's not much bigger, it's bigger. It's like slightly bigger.
Uh-huh.
And that one has recently developed an entire ecosystem of I don't want to say homeless people because I feel like that's not an accurate... Vagrant,
okay.
Vagrant population around it. On par with... Not quite on par with 16th Street, but...
For a second, I thought you were going to drop that San Francisco reference there. Right?
No, not quite that level of density, but approaching that level of crazy. Like, every door has two or three people hanging around outside of it.
Okay.
Panhandling. Outside the door to Walmart. And then, outside, you know, when you drive along the old ring road on the outside of the parking lot, there's a couple stop signs before you can exit the damn place. There's only, like... three places the way actually out.
And they just got them covered.
And there's people sitting there at the stop sign in the Walmart parking lot. And I'm like, okay, I understand being hard on your luck and down on your times, and we've already had that whole whatever conversation, but, like, there's got to be a hierarchy, and highway off-ramps have got to be way higher than Walmart parking lots on this culture. And if I know one thing about humans, it's that we have hierarchies everywhere you go.
But they're not as convenient. Like, you can't take the money that you just got and go use it right away.
Well, the thing that gets me, too, is... little things. It's like these people, I think I know why you're impoverished. You don't think this stuff through. They are they're sitting on the right side of the intersection. I'm like, what am I gonna do?
You're
unless
like,
I have like somebody in my a passenger.
I'm gonna stop and wave you over to me
until you or get out of my car. No, I'm not. Put more coats on.
Vagrants make it easier for us to give you money.
Well, and I saw maybe put down the bottle for a minute so that I can pretend you're not going to go over to the liquor store and tear my mom
home with it. If you were a vagrant, what would you spend the money on?
Drugs?
Oh.
Didn't see
beans.
That coming.
Oh. Wow. You're going to start a farm?
Yeah.
A drug farm?
Yeah.
That's why we have the beans, idiot.
Yeah. Hey, Jesus, dude. Get your shit together.
But what is it about Walmarts that just kind of pulls in the... Because I was reading some stories about security in Walmarts. And so... I'm going to talk about the small side
tangent. It's Walmart.
When I was in San Francisco, I saw security guards everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't really understand. We don't have that here in Colorado. Like, I don't see that often. We don't have people making sure that homeless people aren't falling asleep inside of our stores. Maybe they do on 16th Street, but I don't know.
It's less of a problem here.
I was caught in the middle of that where... the security guard, who I assumed worked for the building, not the company that owned that was renting out the space, right?
Yeah.
It was a Carl's Jr.
Sure.
And I went in there to get a breakfast, and the security guard was worried because one of the trash cans was pushed forward further than it usually is. And he's like, the guy's like, oh, I just moved that. The worker at the shop was just like, I moved it forward. Don't worry about it. And he's like, I have to check. There could be somebody there. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, these guys take their job super duper seriously.
Well, that guy doesn't.
Yeah, like, or at least the attitude with which the security guard approached the situation was like, there could be like an infestation of vagrants sleeping behind this trash can, and I'm like, in my head, self thinking, I'm pretty sure there can only be one behind there.
Look, a drifter, let's kill him.
And like, that's what it was like. I was like, were you gonna like drag him out by his neck or like scruff or something? Or like, what was gonna happen here? But why, like, I've heard stories on the internet, because it's the place where I go to hear stories, about security guards in Walmart just having to deal with the most fucked up shit. Like,
yeah.
Shootings and people trying to steal and then getting into fights with the security guards about them not stealing, even though they're, like, holding the TV they're stealing still or just dropped it or something. Like, these things where people are, like, about to quit this job and, like, police officers who are SO officers there don't like it. They think they should get paid more. It's weird. I don't understand what it is about Walmart that just pulls in some of these crazy individuals.
Barrier to entry. There is no barrier to entry to Walmart.
But that you can get into anywhere, like, technically.
That's true.
I mean, no shirt, no shoes, no service isn't really like
that. It's true, but if you're walking into like a men's warehouse, it's gonna be weird if you don't have any money on you. I think that's probably what started it, was that you could legitimately be in there to buy your 26-cent can of beans.
That's fair. Yeah, because it's... That's
and then once people started going in there, the culture developed.
Where it's like,
I'm
here to buy my 26-cent can of beans, but my friend who doesn't have any money is also here. And now...
And then he just threw the can of beans, and now it's on. But, I mean, I think... it didn't start that way, obviously. It's just that it slowly, gradually became a thing. And once people start doing a thing, and there's not enough negative, like, feedback... they'll keep doing the thing, right?
How do you change that though? Once you've got this culture of people that are doing that,
weirdos like, that walk through Walmart,
like they don't care. Like you can ask them to leave, and they're like, "All right," and they come back 5 minutes later or something because they just don't give a shit. Like, or
well, I'm sure this is something that plagues retail in general, and we just see it in Walmart the most, probably because of the prevalence of Walmarts and like their ubiquity. I don't know. I mean, I see a lot more Walmarts than anything's, to be completely honest.
Yeah. That's true. There's a lot of Walmarts. And they're like...
any one thing, I guess.
Pretty frugal. But that doesn't happen with Starbucks. Is it just the people going to Starbucks are like, again, can't afford to buy the things that are there? Like, internet cafes too, right?
I don't see... that's a good point. Because you don't see a lot of that at Starbucks. And I don't know what it is. Because Starbucks is not exactly... they don't exactly have security.
And they have, like, don't they have, like, free Wi-Fi for people, too?
I think they do. Which I'm not sure that the vagrants are as concerned about that, but...
yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I feel like hipsters are vagrants, too, so that's why I'm so loving that.
I kind of wonder how much of it is identity of the patrons and how they identify with it. Because when you're in Walmart, you keep your head down, right? It's almost prison rules. You don't
see
nothing.
Don't drop the soap.
I don't see
nothing.
Don't
leave your card unattended.
I don't know
what's
going on.
Definitely don't look at anybody.
Don't make eye contact with anybody. If you see something going down, don't say anything. Don't do anything. Snitches get stitches, right? Like, it's I think that might be part of it. But in a Starbucks, I feel like almost the patrons would be more likely to give someone the bum rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that insane?
No, I that's literally what I talked about earlier. People like just the fucking crazy individuals that end up inside of Walmart sometimes. That like they're like no other scenario could foster this kind of ecosystem.
I think it's the indifference of the people, because I think all in all, unless you have security guards, which we don't by and large here, right?
Yeah.
Unless you have security guards, then the security of a place really does boil down to the patrons. Because like Starbucks is mostly run by, I mean, it's not exactly big buff dudes that are often always running it, right?
In fact.
It's usually fairly slight individuals as a general rule. I don't want to paint too many stereotypes, but it's not exactly a lot of big buff dudes that are prepared to arm wrestle someone into the...
yeah, if they're, like, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
I think that indifference is another thing, too. Like, that indifference would be the thing that would stop people from caring about things you did to make it stop happening. So, like, you're right about the crowds, because it's the people there, right? The indifference fosters lack of caring about the rules, which means all of everything you do to try to reinforce or
do
the negativity enforcement just doesn't work. With Starbucks, if like people are, I don't know who drinks coffee. Everybody
does. But I mean, if you were in a Starbucks and someone was making a scene, think about how you would feel about that situation versus if you were in Walmart and someone was making a scene.
I guess one of them is a lot larger than the other, so I can just walk away.
I mean, that's part of it. Yeah. That's probably part of it. The other one, you're kind of in it. What if someone like comes in and won't leave?
To either place.
Starbucks.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably just go to another Starbucks.
You would just
if I really needed to be there, right?
I mean, if you're watching it unfold, you're sitting there holding your coffee, you're just gonna watch it, how does it make you feel versus how does it make you feel if someone's in a Walmart and won't leave?
And again, to me it goes back to like not getting involved unless it's like serious.
Sure.
And most of the time, not getting involved is going to be me walking away or just being like, well, that
I think
sucks.
Both of us tend to be pretty non-confrontational, so it's I'm not going to see what you're going to do. I'm just trying to get a feel for how it feels to you. Like, oh, that feels like...
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because you're
but
like...
I feel like the Walmart's more like, I'm going to go over here. The Starbucks more like, no, this is a problem.
Yeah, like, this is something I have to deal with now. Come over here. Like,
yeah.
I can't back into the corner further enough.
Yeah. And I probably wouldn't grab the guy and chuck him on the ground, but, like, I'm just trying to get a feel for the culture, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if I'm in a Starbucks and there's a guy who's like starting some shit, maybe trying to steal stuff, or they're telling him to leave, I may not, but I feel like there'd be someone around that the patrons would be working, like, hey man, fuck off. Like, what are you doing here?
I think the thing is the presuppositions that we, or the prejudices that we would have about the situation.
Where,
if I was in a Starbucks, I wouldn't assume that the person who's making a scene is a criminal.
Sure.
If I was in a Walmart, I could not safely make that assumption. I would not feel comfortable, like, betting my life on that assumption.
Except what's funny is I would actually, it's almost the opposite for me, because I'm thinking if you're in Starbucks and you're, like, stealing shit, I have less respect for
you. So, okay, so
like,
you are talking about stealing shit, because, like, well, making a scene
It's for me.
It was different. A little too generic of making a scene. Maybe, well, I mean, being asked to leave.
Okay.
Like, go away, man. We told you, can't eat here no more. For the last time.
You can't poop on the walls in the bathroom. You have to go.
And the guy's getting, like, agitated.
Okay, now, you're right. It depends on the situation. Making a scene, I imagine someone Starbucks making a scene is, like, way less serious than someone
else. Actually, and that says a lot. It actually gets right to the crux of it.
Yeah.
I use the same words to describe it. You got two totally different mental pictures, didn't you?
Yeah,
making a scene in Starbucks is someone complaining that their coffee wasn't
made correctly. Or, like...
Making a scene in Walmart was someone started a fire. So,
yeah, like, or, like, they had the TV under their shirt, but it was a 74-inch TV, and they're like, how did you even... What?
What's your game plan here, Bucko?
I just say that because I watched IT Crowd the other day where he's like, Roy pretends he's pregnant to sneak the monitor out, and like the guy offers him the seat on the bus. Ah, Roy.
What a bunch of bastards.
Bunch of bastards.
Anyway, so I think that's one of those weird things where I think it's really just the culture, like the cultural difference between how people are at Starbucks and people are at Walmart, and at least our prejudices came out when it was like making a scene was, oh yeah, you're just fussing because you got half soy fat latte instead of full half fat latte. And the other one's like, the guy pooped.
There's not as much, I guess, so that's one thing. And even from a Starbucks, like, what are you going to steal, like a $30 bag of coffee?
I mean,
like, there's nothing, like, you would have, I mean, I guess I have yet to see someone or hear a story about someone trying to steal an espresso machine from behind the counter while it's on.
Well, there's the home espresso machines out there sometimes, too, but, like...
Oh, you're right.
I guess what I'm thinking is, it's not necessarily what you would... That figures into it, what you would steal, right? Like, what would you steal? And that figure, like, why are you... I guess, I don't know, if you're stealing from Walmart, it's easier to be morally on that side for some reason than it is if you're stealing coffee.
There's a lot
more
selection, and you can... There's a lot more... Again, it goes back to that space thing. Like, there's a lot of ways you can circumvent individuals who work there and try to get out before they get you. Like, Starbucks is kind of like a smash and grab at a, like, bank in the Wild West where you're holding people up to take this espresso machine or, like, maybe the money behind the counter because there's too many people around to not see you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we don't need to get into why Kendrick and I would differ on our criminal stances about how we would rob places. That's not something that's healthy to talk about on a podcast.
Write that down for next time.
Yeah, sure I will.
Sit Socks Guide to Robin Shit.
That's what I'm going to call it, too.
Starring John DiMaggio.
Did you fart?
No.
It tastes like fart in my mouth.
That's not my problem.
So what we're really trying to say here at Sit Sock is... Not that I hate sauerkraut.
Oh, okay. I was 100% sure that's where you were going. And
is that when you're out there, you know, doing your Black Friday shoppings with a Z.
Don't trample people. Don't steal things.
And maybe be a little more careful when you're at Walmart versus Starbucks, right?
Go to Starbucks and you know, they have a shit time, so don't be dicks to them.
Yeah, that's another thing I'm going to say right out is Black Friday sucks. I've had a lot of roommates that work in retail, and I've heard a lot of stories. Be nice to people. Be nice to other people in your home.
Even if it's just smiling and not setting them on fire.
Yeah. Just don't...
The little things.
I think, like, the motto here is we're gonna take a little bit of Will Wheaton's book here. Don't be a dick. Like...
I was gonna go for Bill and Ted, be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other. That's a good one, too.
But that might be too high of a standard.
Don't be dick-cellent to each other.
Be dick-cellent to each other.
Okay. One of those two. You decide, but don't be a jerk. Either way.
If we're concluding, you're going to have to turn the phone off because I don't...
I'm not concluding. Like, I just wanted to, final message.
Do you want to start rattling off plugs and stuff?
I mean, of course. I love rattling off plugs.
Plug it.
You know, there's the tri-prong. There's, like, the 600-volt plug that I'm venting in my basement.
Oh, cool.
There's that dryer plug thing that looks really weird, but, plug it in and you feel really cool because it's the first time you've done it as a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of electricity coming through that guy. There's the graphic reviews. That's every Wednesday still, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's Thursday. Thursday, that's right. Thursday morning. Wednesday is when she writes it. With 2 minutes left to spare. Kate, you procrastinate. You procrasticate. I'm not calling her that ever again.
I'm going to do it. Sounds amazing.
Some beard stroking that's digital. Digital
style. Yeah,
every other
week on Tuesdays. Box Culture is every other week on Mondays. I'm trying to throw in more Living Card Guy stuff, so if you care about that shit at all, just read that.
My beard stroking has been relevant, strangely, the last couple of
weeks. Yeah, it's been good. So Kendrick's
almost
keeping us afloat.
I don't think that's true. I think I'm the only reader.
Because his beard is so luxurious.
I don't think that's water. That's not weird. Oil, I guess true. Oil floats on water, so oily beard would do that. Yeah, and we, got the, we got the Bard.
Bard's Eye View.
Bard's Eye View. He's still concerting.
Yeah,
he's
man. Writing. Man, he's artist prolific. Reviews are pretty good, so check those out.
Who am I missing?
Might have some new stuff in the pipeline, too. So
new stuff in the pipeline.
Keep
visiting. That pipeline new.
Keep visiting and keep clicking on ads so we
please
can
do that. Please do that. Please just love us.
As always, you know, we here at SitSock just talk about random shit. And we try to make you laugh. Even though we fail at it a decent amount.
We're gonna try and get better at it.
Yeah, we're gonna make due diligence to do it. We're not really ever gonna have a Kickstarter, probably. So I mean, all that fun and games.
Well, I think we're gonna start seeing a pretty substantial improvement.
We got stickers.
Over the next. We're gonna get stickers.
We will have them.
We'll get stickers.
But yeah, go give us a like on iTunes and or whatever thing you use that's not iOS related.
Yeah, because nobody listens to us on Google.
Really?
Yeah, literally nobody.
Oh well, we have to keep saying it so people will do it. So
guys, please just go to Google and iTunes, leave
maybe
a review
even,
or a
you
like.
Know, if you don't even like want to like us or listen to us, just go do it and tell your friends.
We'll continue
to
bribe the shit out of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
French fries for everybody.
Let's go. Let's have a French fry party, like a SitSock French fry party.
Yeah. So when I start holding the phone like this, the sound quality goes way off. So I'm gonna not say much more.
Okay, bye everybody.
So I'm gonna just do this. I love you all.